Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life, physical and digital. Here's your host, Shalina.
Hi Shrek, how are you?
I'm good. What are we going to talk about today?
We are going to talk digital today, and I thought we'd talk about bookmarks.
Oh my god, like the worst things when it comes to like leading a clutter-free life, right? For most people, even the most organized ones, I think.
Yeah, even, I mean, I've had my moments. You save pages and then forget that you saved pages and then save them again because you forget to look at your bookmarks, that you have a bookmark list. And then I've saved things in folders because I was organized and then looked at the folders later and gone, why do I have these websites? And some of them are obsolete. That's how long I've had these websites. I think I deleted MySpace at one point. It's something that we all do, and it's something that we don't then go through and review and declutter and organize. So I thought we'd talk about that.
Yeah, and I think the other problem too is like we've got a lot of these other services that have the bookmarks in them. So Twitter, for example, has a bookmarking option where you can see a link or see a tweet,
right?
Go bookmark it. And then now that's different from your web bookmarks in general. And
yes.
Then, you know, that's again, like it's just so much extra clutter.
Yeah. And it comes all back to the fact that this technology is new, this bookmarking, it's a few years old, but it's a new concept in a way. And there's never been anything training on it. It's all become organic, all this, you know, the internet to Internet Explorer, to Google, Chrome, and blah, 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 and these different options to help you in your life, but it makes it more cluttered. And there's never been a discussion about it or a training about how to deal with all this information that you save and all this technology and how to deal with it in a clutter-free way. And it becomes overwhelming for a lot of people.
I sense this is another one of those open up Netflix and get going kind of days.
Yes, so it is. It's going to be, yeah, do that or do a mini decluttering for 15 minutes and, you know, sit with your laptop in your lap or your computer and, you know, start going through the bookmarks. So start, you know, what you can do on a lot of them. You can export your bookmarks into an HTML file so that you can then go to the file and then delete from there. Or if you're not that savvy, you can go onto whatever web browser you use and click on bookmarks and bookmark manager. There's lots of browsers out there. So, you know, we're going to talk about the main ones. So there's the Google Chrome, Firefox, Safari. Do we want to talk about Internet Explorer? Do people still use that?
Yes, they do. In
really?
Those little offices. But I don't know. I don't know how much bookmarking is happening in Internet Explorer. But yeah, it's still there.
So, you know, with them, you go to click on the menu, bookmarks, bookmark manager for Chrome, or the library bookmarks for Firefox and Safari. You go to click file, export bookmarks, and you can then make the HTML file. So you can do different things like that. Or you can just go to the bookmark page and go to edit and then start going through. So do it systematically. So yes, while you're watching your Netflix, you start looking and clicking on the website and seeing, do you actually need it? Is it vital for your life? Have you been on that holiday to that destination? So do you need that bookmark anymore? You know, I have folders of things, as I've said before. So I had ones for blogs on decluttering and organizing. I had things about social media, because I used to do my own social media, so I'd have like different website apps to use to help me with my social media, like Hootsuite and stuff. And then there'd be things about entrepreneur, IT things. There's various things. I mean, like I looked at my folders and gone, why do I have these? I've got even ones for furniture stores, and obviously that's because, you know, I do talk about furniture with clients. But I don't need all of them because I know the main furniture stores out there that I connect with and use with my clients. So, yeah, I don't need a lot of these. So I've deleted them and, you know, and gone through. There are certain ones. The travel one I joke about, but I do have. There are certain websites for, say, cheap airline tickets. I can never remember the name of that company, of this website. So I had to bookmark it finally. I finally remembered one day to bookmark it so that it would be there, because I know I always forget what it's called. But for other ones, you know, like Emirates, don't really need to bookmark it because we use it all the time. We can remember it's called Emirates. Same with British Airways, which is the comparison that I always use when booking my flights home. So don't bookmark things that are obvious. You don't need to bookmark Facebook or Twitter because you know you can just type Facebook and it'll come up automatically anyway. So what is the point of bookmarking them? So bookmark only things that you really cannot remember what they're called and you want them on a day-to-day time, on a day-to-day basis. And do go through your bookmarks every quarter, like I say with everything. Just spend 15 minutes going through, looking at the websites and seeing if you actually need them or if they're of no use to you whatsoever anymore.
So I think, and the other thing is also like thinking about what to bookmark in addition to things that you maybe just because you forget them. But I think I find with articles and stuff, like I had to really change the way I bookmark. So now I kind of look at something and think, I do sort of do the one extra step before I just go and be like, oh, this is interesting, I'm going to bookmark it. But actually be like, am I really going to read this? Like, is this still going to be relevant a week from today that it makes sense for me to sit and bookmark it because I'm not going to look at it ever again? I might as well take 30 seconds out now, skim the article. And then, I think that used to be one of the problems. Like, I would see a headline shared on social media and think, oh my God, I got to bookmark it. And I would go bookmark it. But now I actually just take the 10 or 15 seconds extra to look through the article first and see if it's actually something I might want to look at again, you know? Sometimes what I do as well is I think if it's stuff that I want as a reference point for data, sometimes we're researching something or whatever, I kind of move it into a notes app or email sometimes even, rather than leaving it in a bookmark, because I know the bookmarks is not something I check very often. Whereas email is something I'm looking at every day and I'm, you know, kind of moving things around. Or sometimes if I'm constructing a larger piece in terms of research, I can use a notes app and dump the links there. So it's in the right place when I want it, but so it helps stay organized, but also helps me then when I'm done with the note, I just delete the note and then everything's gone in one go.
And I think I agree with you, like what I've done with project-based kind of work that I've done, whether it was before when I used to be a lawyer or even now when I'm decluttering organizing, I will do it on Evernote. I will get a note set up and I'll label it properly, you know, don't know, decluttering in the bedroom and find articles and furniture stores and, you know, whatever that I need for that project. And I'll put it all there and make notes on that link as about the link as well. So it's easier to know what those links are instead of just putting the links in there. And yes, the same as you, I delete it after a while as well because I don't need that note. But there's a whole other conversation about decluttering and organizing your notebooks and your digital notebooks. So we can discuss that another day. As you said, I don't think bookmarks are that valuable nowadays. There are, you know, it depends on your lifestyle and what you work on and, you know, your business. But often there's not a lot of links you need to bookmark. I mean, I remember when I used to be a lawyer and for legal work, you know, my bookmarks at work were negligible. There was about 3 or 4 and they were mostly precedent websites that were used by us, you know, to do contracts drafting. And there was about 3 or 4 that were valuable websites to always have to hand. So that was all my bookmarks was at work. You know, I didn't need bookmarks for anything else. So think about that, you know, in your personal life and your business life. You know, do you need to have that many bookmarks?
All right, well, that's it for us for this week. If you want to talk to Shalina about digital clutter in general, bookmarks in particular, you can do that by, and you don't have to bookmark this, going to declutterme.com/podcast to find our episodes, declutterme.com to find the contact form, and you can look for Declutterme, so that's DECLUTTRME on social media.
And if you should be now typing it so often that it'll come up automatically, so you never have to bookmark it.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.